Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has secured the resignations of two senior security chiefs who had earlier refused his demand that they be replaced. The shakeup is in apparent response to international pressure on Arafat to reform the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Jerusalem.
Aides to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat say that he has persuaded his security chief responsible for the West Bank, Jabril Rajoub, to step down. It would be the first sign of a high-level shakeup carried out under intense U.S. pressure for reform. Rajoub had captured attention as a possible successor to the 73-year-old Arafat. The 48-year-old also cultivated a working relationship with the Israeli security services before the latest intifada and the CIA, who helped train his 4,000-strong security force. Rajoub acceded to a demand that he be transferred to the governor post of Jenin, but called it disrespectful. He still pledged his loyalty to Arafat and to the reforms of the Palestinian Authority.
I do support that, but I don't think that the preventive security is the right address to start with. We should start with the corrupt people, with the corrupt administrations, and I think that we should go ahead in this reforming plan.
Palestinian leaders are grappling with reforms to placate popular discontent over alleged corruption and misrule. A restructuring of the security forces, which have proliferated, is one way to clean up. Aides say Arafat has also dismissed the Palestinian police chief in Gaza, Ghazi Jabali. Jabali says he resigned and is preparing to challenge Arafat in the upcoming presidential election, though his chances seem slim. Arafat announced a vote for January last week in an apparent attempt to answer critics at home and abroad who are calling for a more democratic, open, and accountable rule within the Palestinian Authority. Mustafa Barghouti is among several prominent Palestinians who is calling for the establishment of a national emergency leadership. Barghouti says rearranging the faces of the security service will not accomplish the kind of sweeping change he says is required to burnish the image of the Palestinian Authority.
In my opinion, what is happening is simply reactions to external pressures, especially those coming from Israel, and many of those pressures coming from the United States. These are reactions for survival, and they include only some superficial changes here and there, but the system is still the same.
Whatever the outcome of Palestinian security restructuring, it is unlikely to mollify critics in the Bush administration. The president himself ostracized Palestinian Authority Chairman Arafat by calling for a leadership change as a precondition for supporting the establishment of a Palestinian state. But the veteran of internecine political warfare, Arafat has unveiled a 100-day plan for reform. It was the centerpiece of discussion among representatives of more than 24 countries and international organizations this week, looking to assist the Palestinian Authority in reforming its political and economic infrastructure. Mustafa Barghouti says the international action, however well-intentioned, minimizes the role of the Palestinian people in reforming themselves.
I want also to tell you that the Palestinian democratic groups need space, and this constant flow of interventions from outside is not helping at all, because it strengthens those who say that reform is not really a true Palestinian agenda, but it's something that is imposed from outside.
Barghouti says the outside pressures from Washington, the EU, and Israel ignore two factors that are critical to the success of any reform.
The first factor is that the Palestinian people should be allowed to participate in this process. And the second factor is that the context should be taken into consideration. You cannot separate the issue of reform from the issue of peace. You cannot separate the issue of reform from the issue of the need to end occupation. These are two issues that are very much interlinked with each other.
The Palestinian Authority is reeling from the Israeli military's reoccupation of West Bank cities in response to suicide attacks against Israelis. Efforts to reform the Palestinian security apparatus are not likely to satisfy the Israeli government, which wants to see Arafat replaced. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.